ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
हर रोज हम बाबा के बच्चे जहाँ पर भी है विश्व भर में,
वी चिल्ड्रन ऑफ बाबा
बाबा
वेरेवर वी आर,
प्यार से याद करते हैं,
वी रिमेम्बर बाबा डेली।
तो इंग्लिश में हम कहते हैं,
इन इंग्लिश वी से
लव फॉर गॉड,
लव फॉर गॉड।
और दूसरा हम कहते हैं लव,
and the other we say love of God.
Love for God, Bhagwan ke liye pyar,
love for God is common.
But love of God,
but love of God,
Atma ka pyar,
that is God's love towards us. I remember time period in which we are going due to COVID. Since March 2020, and it's still continuing.
भारत में तो बहुत करके भाई बहनों ने यहाँ पर दुनिया में भारत में specially
in India, especially in India, people celebrated Diwali and the Christmas is coming. Then I got the thought. In many Christian countries, even in India these days, they celebrate Christmas very well. Especially in Christian countries, the love of God, many people have experienced the love of God during the COVID. There are people in the world who do not believe in God. But Baba is teaching us daily and we are listening to me only. We are all Baba's children and Baba is our mother and father. In India, we remember God in the form of parents, and in the West, God is considered as a father. So, in relationship with God as a father, we are his children. If we see child and father, so the festival of Christmas, festive season of Christmas, wherever they are, most of them are in lockdown, and especially during this time, all the family members are together. This is the speciality of the festival. Wherever the family members are, children, father, mother, brother, sister, they try and arrange a family meeting during the festive season of Christmas. This is family time. So I was thinking the time that we are passing through, according to Baba, it's the time for child and for father, according to Baba. If we see, Baba has so much love towards us children, and we children are experiencing this love. How Baba is expressing this love towards us. Baba comes and he teaches us daily and gives so much of sustenance to us. Even in the settled home, Baba takes care of us. Wherever Baba's children are, Baba takes care of every children, and Baba's children have experienced this and is continuing to experience and will continue to experience. But in the world, God's love towards children, this love is very powerful love. Whatever the nature of the time it is now, we are able to pass through it in an easy manner. easy manner in the sense the difficulties that has come in people's life. Sometimes these difficulties change into form of gift. I see in the time of Christmas, 2-3 months before, all the family members, they do shopping for gifts. This is a big culture in the West. In the West, we can see there are huge expensive shops in the West where rich people do their shopping. There are huge shopping malls. All these malls are shut down now. So what's the message that is giving us? According to the time, Baba is giving the message. Now is the time to go back home. We are preparing. Baba's love towards children is, Baba is reminding them that Baba is reminding that Baba is giving them time to awaken, emerge the love towards God. Because God always has love towards every child. Because now, in drama, whatever is happening, it is for good. Because Baba is Baba always brings good to us. If we see from the angle of body consciousness, we feel that whatever is happening is bad. But if we see through the soul conscious angle, God has love towards all children. If we see that there are a lot of change that's happening due to COVID, and in that there is some or the other kind of benefit. There are a lot of things. If we see this through a body conscious angle, we won't be able to accept there are huge hotels, 5-star, 7-star, it's closed. Airlines are halted. No airlines. Airlines are shut down. So what is this? This is love for God, of God for us. We children of God, if we see all the souls of the world is looking towards only one side. They are looking towards themselves. People are alone. Some are in family, some are wandering, who doesn't have family. So Baba's role is, who has love towards God and God's love towards children. There's an interesting link between this. Wherever Baba's children are in the world, here too, in the foreign countries too, Baba is helping them completely. They are making their efforts on their own. For example, the online programs or outreach programs, or earlier we used to do it outside, and there used to be a lot of marketing and people would come. But all this has changed. Now the situation is, wherever people are in different part of the country or the world, they are able to connect and is able to understand this knowledge through Zoom. Because in them there is some kind of love towards God. And there is God's love emerged in God in their heart, because earlier they never understood or they did not consider that God is there. This is the festive season. One is shopping is closed. People do online shopping or online whatever they do. Earlier they used to meet one another. The value, the warmth and the experience of that is missing now. It's lost. But nowadays everything is online. So what is this trying to tell us? We have to look inside that how much have I made myself spiritually aware, whatever the religious person might be. How much am I able to change myself into a spiritual person, and to what extent am I able to understand that I have to accept? One is to accept, the second is not react. If I accept, naturally I won't react and there won't be negativity and there will be positivity, and because of which there is creativity. There are a lot of people in such a situation. They have become so much creative that new ideas, new ways, how they can transform their lives through a creative thoughts. So these kinds of awakening is happening in people's lives. On one side, because of COVID, we have passed through Diwali and it's reached Christmas. But Christmas is the darkest night. Christmas is the darkest night, the time of drama. It's the darkest night. Day by day, we are going through darkest period. In the darkest night, there's a lot of lighting that happens in the world, and it is denoted in the form of tree, Christmas tree. It never dries, it's evergreen. It's compared with eternity because it's eternal, and Papa's knowledge is eternal, it's imperishable. Green is the color of growth. How humans go forward in life and succeed in life. If we are able to succeed, if we inculcate knowledge in life, those souls who consider themselves to be atheist or those who do not believe in God and they find themselves distant from God, the time that we are passing through, we are able to understand that God's love is a big role, and Baba's presence in our life should not be forgotten. We have to take Baba with us in our life. Most people feel that Baba is taking care of us. I said earlier, the importance of Christmas tree is light. The whole tree is decorated with light. And there are minute gifts that's hung on the tree. So these are indication that we give gifts to one another. What is the gift that we give? the relations of one another as a gift for you. Now the time has come when we interact with one another through Zoom. When we used to meet them physically, there was no appreciation. We were not experiencing them that because there was no positive within the vision. Now everything is transformed. There's emergence of creativity and positivity, and there's appreciation for one another and the time that we are going through. There are a lot of stories in people's world, people in this world. We are listening and we are reading about it. And through this we understand where are human beings going, what all things are they experiencing. On one side, we are experiencing God's love. How fortunate are we? How lucky are we? This is our fortune, that for us, God's love is one thought away. If we think, we are able to connect with Baba. For them to experience God's love, they have to pass through all these. That's why love of God, they have love towards God and God has love towards us. Love for God and God's love. We can see the difference. Ultimately, they are also coming to the spiritual way, and we see that naturally there is purification of the food. They are not taking dairy products and they are taking vegetarian food, and all the non-veg is slowly changing, and millions of people have turned vegan in the world because of COVID. Now this is the change that's happening, and there is an impact on the health too, and they are forced to see the change. And we have relation with the nature and also with one another. The violence that we experience in the relation is slowly, relation that's slowly decreasing. On one side, there's minority that's experiencing. But minority can create a huge impact. So we children of Baba is the witness of all these. Along with that, Baba's love towards us, we have to keep it safely inside, that it should be reflected through us. We should not hide it inside, but we have to feel so much love inside that it should spill from us. Wherever Baba's children go, Baba's love should touch the other souls. Baba said, you have to do service through your face, through your behavior. Now the time has come for us because God's love is for us. This is a huge property, this is a huge treasure. And people experience this because they feel the closeness of God, they feel safety. In the Christmas tree too, they show angel is a protector. It's said that angels are helpers of God. Wherever they look, people look, they are angels. And Baba's children are white too. That is angels, that are not angels. Now, Baba's children has got the opportunity to become like an angel. And experience angel or get the vision of angel So the other people should take the feeling of angel from us. We are all going through an interesting time. And day by day we feel that how people used to celebrate Christmas this year, it wouldn't happen like that, and it's changing to more spiritual, and more people are planning to go for retreat, and they are saying that the 7 days they would remain in silence. This is the remembrance that Baba says that you children have to become, you have to be silent. The red color is the indication of Parandham, Supreme Abode, Silence World. However, we go closer to the home, we experience it. This experience of the silence, people will feel. Whatever we do, others will have an impact on this. There's a wonderful thing about Christmas. The Christmas cake that's built, that's made, prepared or cooked, it's not the normal cake. The preparation of Christmas cake happens 2-3 months before. The raisins, cashew nuts are marinated and then they are converted and they are put in the Christmas cake. There's no sugar in that. And the Christmas cake is really good. There's one brother in London. For every Christmas, that brother would send the Christmas cake to Daddy. And we would be able to keep that Christmas cake for days. And Papa too is filling ourselves with so much sweetness that it becomes part of us. Christmas cake is the indication of sweetness. Baba fills our life with so much sweetness. That's why Christmas cake is shown, is of importance for Christmas. So Baba has shown, Baba said that you have to forget the past. This is the end towards the end time of the year. Whatever happened throughout the year in business, relationship, they want to forget that. So these parties, it starts from Christmas. And in the parties too, they drink. So the intoxication that Baba is giving, this love, the Baba's love gives us so much intoxication. And this intoxication, all our past memories, past hurt, bad relationship, whatever happens in the relationship, now is the time to forget this. Now is the time to forgive and forget. Only then we'll be able to move forward. Until and unless we won't forgive and forget, we won't be able to transform. Now the time that we are going through, this is a message to the world, how we have to go along with time. We cannot ignore the time. Time is a bigger teacher. Papa is the bigger teacher than time. People, the time through which they are going through, if they go along the time, they will still be able to feel God's love. This is the main thing. That's why Christ gave the message to the Christians that God is love, God is truth, God is one. This experience Baba is giving, they have given so much love towards them. So love is a big message. So I thought that Papa's love is so much important in our life. Papa's children should feel so much of love in our heart that it should fill from ourselves, and we will be able to spread that through our vibration to all the souls in long distance, and they'll be able to feel our love. So one is love of God and the other one is love for God. So we have to feel God's love so much every single time, and they have to feel love for God. So the time that we are going through, they are also experiencing love. They are feeling the love. So we are all going through such an interesting time. So we have to see what our role is and how we will be able to help our brothers and sisters. So this is the remembrance of Christians, and love is the most important component. Love is the most important component in Christmas. So we all should appreciate this and experience this, and then send it to everyone. Om Shanti.